Blog Talk Radio.
My dear beloved, good night, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell, and we have technical difficulty a while ago. And my dear beloved, it's just like a confusion in what is happening with Black Talk. I have quite a few people came on, and eventually, the Black Talk would all it says to me that they have technical difficulty. And I feel some people is on the conference line, the 605 line. And I'm asking, my dear beloved, you know, let us just pray. Because when we see all these things is happening, we do know who is doing this. So I am going to open with a word of prayer. And I pray that the other folks, them who is on that line, that they will come over. Just a while ago, it let me on at 7:35, it let me on. And Black Talk Radio, I know it's 7 o'clock we started it, so I don't know what happened. And they also told me that they have technical difficulties. So I am going to pray. Father, again, we come to you to give you thanks. Continue to pour your blessings upon your children. Allow us, Lord Jesus, to give you the praise that due to you. And as we enter at your welcome table this evening to listen to the health reform that you have given unto us Thursday, help us that everything we do will bring honor and glory to your name. We just want to thank you. We praise your holy name. And bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome again. Welcome to everyone who will join us this evening, and we are also sorry for the delay. So I'm going to open the line, my dear brothers and sisters, for opening song, our opening scripture, right? Our opening scripture, the person who's supposed to be doing the song for us, you know, so our first scripture passage will be taken from Genesis 512-521-2930. So I'm going to open the line for 518-482. Your line is open. Your line is open.
The scripture. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I'm going to read from Genesis 2:29-30. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Consinelli, for reading the first scripture. And the second scripture is taken from 3 John 1-4. It reads, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." The Lord is telling us that they have no greater joy, my dear, than to hear when his children walk in the truth. And I do hope that, you know, as we read and listen to these commands and promises that God has given unto us, not just for ourselves, but to share it to others so that others will know that God from creation had given us the 8 laws of health as he gave us the 10 commandments so that we may practice it and also settle in the truth and also go and share with others. God is so good. He is so great to us. And the second scripture, the last scripture passage is taken from Revelation 22. My dear beloved, God loves his children. And because he loves us so much, we too have to be loving. We too have to be kind. And we too have to show, be a representative with him and of him, so we can share with others. And it said here, "The water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation." So we saw in the scriptures that we have read, we saw that God had provided everything for us before we was born, right? And now we can say that, you know, because of the health message, that is the right hand of the gospel message. This is a message that God wants us to prosper in and also want us to share with others. So I'm so thankful. I am not going to have a long opening because right now I do know that some people is on the other line, but we just pray that they will try this line again and see if they can get on, right? Because I may go on and close off again and trying to get those individuals, and eventually I get cut off, and I don't want my people them to be wondering. So I am going to open the line now, right, for those who want to share, right? And I'm asking, my dear beloved, if we're going to share, let us share if it is a praise report, right? And we have a praise report. But please, Lord, as we start late, now it's nearly 8 o'clock, I'm asking my brothers and sisters, let us you know, give the other people, them some chance and time that they may be able to share. Not we alone doing three things, you know, as the oath is here, we would like everyone to participate. So if you're sharing a testimony, we're asking you please to share the testimony, not a reading and also a prayer, right? So I'm going to open the line for 985-647. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for his blessings, his mercy, and thank him for just being here for us. Without him, we couldn't do nothing. And thank him for this line opening back up for us. I just hurry up and open it back up, and it worked. I want to read a prayer, a devotion prayer. Lord, thank you for giving us direction and purpose through your word. Help us to remember what we read and understand how to live more completely in your will. Empower us to live for you so that others may see you and experience your love and goodness through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. What a wonderful God we serve. He just give us words we can go by step. He give us love. Everything we need is right in his words. And what else we need? If we take time out and just look it up or just look for it, we just don't have to go nowhere else. We just have it all. And we can go share it from one to another, pray with one for another, just, you know, just have a, it's just, we just have, me and my friends, we just smile and have a good time once we share the word. And it's just like we had just enjoyed the whole day doing it. You know, it's a different than what we used to share way back when. And it's a totally different thing now. And we just, it's just exciting for her. You know, she's been in the ministry and it's exciting for her to hear me wanting her to share the word. So I just thank God for me being able to be in the midst of her in a different site now and some others. I thank God. So I just thank Sister Continental for what she did and Sister Powell for being on the line. It's good to hear her voice. I told Brother John I need to call Sister Powell and just touch base. I just miss Sister Powell just from one day she was here. I really didn't want her to go back. I wanted to be home with us, but she got so many wings she needs to spread. She can't be everywhere. But I thank the Lord for her. She's so sweet. And I'm just using her as a godly mother because, I mean, we just share the word. We eat so proper. Everything is done in order. It's just like we're living in paradise when she was around. And I just was enjoying everything in line. And I'm like, this is the mother we need everywhere. And I just thank God for her. And I just want to ask for prayer for our been like prayer line, all the brothers and sisters. Prayers for those that miss him. And prayer for Brother Bernard. I had seen him on my page. And he told me, I texted him and told him and his family hello, and he told me he was back in the Philippines now. I said, it was so sad to see you leave. I didn't know you was home. He said, yeah, for good. I said, I'm sorry you had to leave the United States, but God bless y'all. We'll keep you in our prayer. So I thank God for them where I met. Thank God for me meeting them. So I'll pray for him and the rest of the brothers and sisters we met and all the rest that are here. And just ask God to pray for each and every one, sick, homeless, and whatever. And thank God for me being on the line. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The
power.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm Louisiana. Yeah, just want to say, you know, yep, that's right. God, everybody have God's awareness. That's what we need in the world. Everyone to have His awareness and keep their faith and just keep living on and going on and like I said, being taught and teaching and things like that. And we got some of the prayer line family coming soon. I know in a few days, by Monday. Now, you know, to unite with us on an occasion of Jarvis and everything. So we'll be, you know, united again, you know, together as family and take care of things. And thank God that they're coming down here, you know, so we can get together and, you know, just have someone that's helping us get through it, you know, things like that, of him as his memory and everything, helping us. And we all appreciate that coming by. And just want to say God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for joining and sharing. And everything we do, we have to give God time to praise. God is to be praised in everything, Sister Brenda, of keeping us and allowing us that we can share the message to everyone who we come contact with. And Brother John, we just want and I'd like to let everyone know we our condolences with the loss of the family member, and we wish and know that God is going to keep you guys. So thank you for joining, and God blessings. I am going to open this line, and I'm going to ask this individual if they could. Okay. 857-505, your line is open.
Amen. Hello,
all
Sister
right,
Power.
Brother, okay, Brother Eli, please, I'm asking you if you could call on the conference line and let the others over there to join Advent Light for me, please, and then you can come and hear.
Okay, Sister Power, you mean Sister Tamiko and everyone, or?
Yes, I think maybe they're on there because we couldn't get on this line. It was we had problem getting on. We never get on till 7:30 something. So I'm asking
okay.
You if you can just find out if they're over there. Let them come over. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. All right. 5754, your line is open. 802, your line is open.
Hello, good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brian.
Good evening, Brother Brian.
Yes, I just want to praise God, you know, for his goodness, his mercy. For granted, we traveled in mercy. I've been on the highways again. And
amen.
But this time, you know, I'm not traveling alone. Apart from the guardian angels that, you know, excellent strength and power, which I believe, you know, attain us each time we go, whether we're coming in or we're going out. And I want to thank God for that. But this time my cousin and I, you know, we decide that we're going to talk together while we work together on the highway. So it's a different thing because I'm used to, you know, doing it all by myself. But this time around, you know, my cousin and I, we are here. And he's resting now. And I'm currently driving, so I'm going to keep it short, you know. I'm going to try to extend it. I have to keep my focus. when I call in on the line and I listen to the programs with Brother Terry and the other young people that come on this line. And I just want to say, you know, praise God for you all, for giving God the glory, and always be good to communicate, because it is a sacrifice to communicate. The Bible tells us that those that love the Lord, they often, you know, come together and communicate. So I want to be able to communicate more also, so I can share in these blessings. So thank you, my brothers.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Brother Brian, for joining so faithful, you know, driving, or even judo driving. You still find it possible to call on the line and to give God thanks and praises, especially, you know, we know that the angel is there protecting you when you are alone, but God placed an angel to accompany you. And although he is sleeping, resting, you know, you are giving praise to God. So we just want to let you know, Brother Brian, that we are praying for you guys on the road, you know, because we know that the road out there is not easy, but we know that we have a loving Father who sends his angels all around you guys so that you will be protected. So I just give God thanks to have and to hear when the men, Brother Brian, I'm telling you, you know, when the men join the line and the men can call in and give their praise report and also giving God the praise, I just tell you, I feel so joyful within. So I am just asking you, Brother Brian, please to remember Advent Light in prayer. Right? And just let us lift up the men, because the Lord had given unto us men to do his work, right? They are the priests of the home, and they should be the priests that they could lead out, you know, and we have them out there. So with the help of the Lord and by grace and mercy, we know that they will be coming in shortly soon. So thank you again, Brother Brian, for joining. And wish you a safe travel, mercies to your destination. God bless. All right. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, I call the conference call is no one in the conference
thank
call.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Eli. You can just share your testimony for the brother.
Amen, amen. Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised, my beloved. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. Oh, Sister Powell, I want to say hallelujah, 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 Sister Powell. Glory to God. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Because God is good, Sister Powell. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Sister Powell, I'd like to thank God for Sister. I'd like to thank God for everything I've done for me and my mother, Sister Powell, because God is good. The prayer request, Sister Powell, today, my prayer request today is to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. My mom needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. And Sister Power, don't forget to lift up individuals in prayer. Don't forget to lift up Brother Javel in prayer, Sister Power, because his birthday is gonna be on Saturday the 3rd. Saturday, February 3rd is Brother Javel's birthday. So lift him up in prayer that the Lord will deliver him. And Sister Power, I have another prayer request too. My other prayer request is to pray for Brother Brian's friend too, Brother Chris. Lift up Brother Chris in prayer that the Lord will make him come on the Advent Light Ministry. Pray for Brother Chris that God will give him wisdom, that God will bless him in Florida. I'm praying for
Amen.
Brother Chris that he
Amen.
Will come in the prayer line. And Sister Pauline, I'm praying for the Advent Light Ministry, that Advent Light Ministry will come to Baco, come to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And Sister Pauline, I'm praying
Amen,
for Brother
Brian.
So that he will come preach to at Baco,
yes.
Sister Pam, praying for that.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Eli. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for joining us and also sharing. And we sure will pray for Brother Javel and Brian and Chris and also your parents. Huh? All right. God is good, Brother Eli. All right, my dear beloved, we going to open this line, 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Can you hear me, Sister Tamika?
Yes, dear. Praise the Lord. I hear you, Sister Tamika.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he's so worthy to be praised. And I thank the Lord for helping me to come on this line. I was having difficulty, and I was still on the other line with Sister Lynn. She was singing songs, and we were praying together. And then she said, maybe we should check and see if the other line is open. So I thank God that the line is open and that we're able to come together to fellowship together as a big family, as we are. And I thank God for every wonderful thing he's been doing for me, Sister. I didn't have a bed for a long time. I just wanted to share. I was sleeping on an ear bed. And then by God's grace and mercy, he sent me a free mattress. So now I have a mattress to sleep on, Sister. So things take time, but little by little, he gave us the house. He gave me a new bed to sleep on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I passed the ear bed down to my son, who's now here with me. So I am so grateful. My son, Kwan, is visiting here with us in Florida. So God is making a way where there seems to be no way. He's opening up doors that no man will shut and shutting doors that no man can open. So I'm thanking and praising the Lord for every good gift that he has given to me. And he's given me a new church, and I have a lot of brothers and sisters now, even though my biological brothers and sisters don't talk to me because I became a Seventh-day Adventist. It's okay because I have spiritual brothers and sisters. And I have all of my beautiful family members here on this prayer line. So I just wanted to share that with you. I love you all, and I keep you in my prayers, and I pray one day we'll be able to see each other. So thank you so much for opening my line. I love you. God bless you all. And may the Lord always watch between me and thee while we're asking one from the other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for joining and sharing. And the blessing that God have blessed you, Sister Tamika, he surely do want us to be patient and to trust. And, you know, he is on time, God. So we just want to thank you for the love and mercies that he have given unto you. And sure, we will be praying for the family. Okay, thank you again for sharing. 347-622, your line is open. 347-622, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Forrest, for opening my line. I'm pleased to know that, you know, this line is fixed up and we can get together. We were praying on the other line that God will intervene and correct the problem, and here we are. So we can fellowship together tonight, and we can be able to spend a little time encouraging each other, because we know that in these days, Satan is doubling up his strength and his strength now to attack among other prayer lines, and other prayer lines are giving problems too. So it's not, this is not the only line. So all we have to do now is pray. Somebody should have a special prayer, a group going for special prayer for the lines to continue to be open, because prayer is more prayer, more power. And, you know, because we need to stay together to encourage each other. So that's my concern this evening. Thank you.
Amen. 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 So thank you, Sister Lynn. I am going to call upon you again to pray, sing a song for us for our prayer, you know, one verse that we can pray, you know, and as you mentioned that these lines have been giving problem, not only Advent Black Talk Radio, but other line. And we expect that because that the enemy doesn't want us to give God the praise, doesn't want us to share God's goodness, you know, and he's attacking us. So I just thank God that we acknowledge what God have given unto us. We know that this is the work that we have to do. And we do know that, you know, the enemy is going to try to do his trick on us. So I just want to thank you for sharing. Yes, open this line up. 518-482, your line is open. Five one eight four eight two. Your line is open. Can you check your phone? All right. Okay, my dear beloved. 518-482, your line is open. Can you check your phone if it is on mute? All right. All right, my dear beloved, now is the time that we're going to open the line for our song, and then we will have our prayer. Don't know who will be speaking tonight, but we open 647. Can you give us a prayer song for prayer? Three, four, seven, 622. Your line is open.
Okay. Thank you. So for me, lost it. This is long it then, if I'm just going to sing another one. Another special one is lost. Okay.
Three, four, seven, 622.
Okay. I'm coming up. I'm coming up. Oh, sweet. I'm going to sing this. Okay. I'm going to sing this one instead. I lost the nice one. I saw one weary, sad, and torn, with eager steps pressed on the way, who long the Lord cross had borne, still looking for the promised day. While many a line of grief and care upon his brows were furrowed there, I asked what void the spirit of all this. Said he's a blessed hope. And what I saw with sword and shield, who only braved the world cold crown and brought unyielding on this field is to win the everlasting crown. The world with toil oppressed by foes, no murmur from his heart arose. I asked
What boy did the spirit up of this said he's a blessed fool. And there was one who left behind the cherished friends of early years and honor, pleasure, wealth resigned to tread the path bedewed with tears. So trials deep and conflicts sore, yet still a smile of joy he wore. I asked, what buoyed the spirit up of this, said he, the blessed hope. While pilgrims here we journey on in this dark veil of sin and gloom, though tribulation, hate and scorn, or through the portals of the tomb, till our returning king shall come to take his exile cup. Is home, or what can buoy the spirits up? Tis this alone, the blessed folk.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Lynn, for that wonderful hymn. And now, my dear beloved, this is a time and moment. I just want to thank everyone who participated. We know we had a disappointment. We have problems, but God is able. And now we are going into prayer. And after prayer, my dear beloved, the next voice you will hear is the speaker. 301-868. Your line is open. Can you lead us a prayer, general prayer, and also the request for each and every one of us?
All right, certainly.
868.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Let's bow our heads and just take a moment. I know there were a lot of things that were going on, the line, the difficulties, just the trials, even within your life and in the life of others that are around you. And so I'm going to ask you just to take a moment just to think, reflect on those things and to say a word of prayer silently in your heart or silently with your lips so that the Holy Spirit can translate that to our Heavenly Father who knows how to give us good gifts. There was a lot of holding back and a lot of deterrence from even getting on this line. So I just was able to get on as I was trying to get on earlier. And so I thank God for answering prayers. And I didn't hear all of the prayer requests that were there, but the Holy Spirit heard them and is able to translate them. So I will definitely do the best that I can. But I'm going to give you just a moment so that we can just like bask, grab onto the Holy Spirit even right now as it is moving on this line. Whatever the enemy has made to be detrimental for us, God has turned it around to be good for his children. Amen. And so that's a blessing. So I'm going to close my mouth and just give you like a minute for you to just offer a word of prayer within your hearts and on your lips, and then I will go into this prayer even right now. Amen. O kind and merciful Father, our Abba, our Shepherd, our Shield Bearer, our Comforter, our Judge, our Accountant, our very present help in time of trouble. We come before you. Nothing that we can bring, nothing that we're off, but we present our burdens, we present all the things that were uttered from the lips of your children. We know that you are our source. We know that you are our fortress. We know that we are nothing without you. And so we know that the enemy was trying to deter the fellowship of your people on this line today for the Health Thursday. I know for even me, my body is feeling weak. Things are happening, but I know that you are in control. I know that you will never give me or anybody else on this line more than we can manage, because you said it in your word. And so we're going to trust you. We are going to stand with affirmation that you know the beginning from the end, and you know how to give your children good gifts. So though we are going through the ism and the schism and the strife, though we're feeling the beaten, Lord, we know that you have fashioned us. We know that your son Jesus has gone through it, and he overcame it. So we know through Christ Jesus, we can also overcome whatever situation that we're going through. So I pray, I know Sister Leola is experiencing grief. I lift her up to you and all the individuals that are going through bereavement at this time. I know Sister Powell just lost a very close family friend that is close to me as well. We just lost that individual as well. So we're going to pray for the Boyd family. We're going to pray for each and every person that has been inflicted, Lord, with disease, with death, Lord, with any issue, financial, health-wise, family-wise, Lord, we pray and we lay them at your feet. Lord, we know that you are God that can answer. We know that you are God that can make all things new. And so, Lord, we pray that as I go into this message, Lord, that you will touch my lips with coal, that you will strengthen me. Lord, help me, Lord, as there's so many things. I know Kaja and the school, and they're telling her, you know, she will not be able to get the classes if this is not verified, Lord. But we know that you're a God. You are the ultimate. You are the ultimate, and we know that you can work situation out. When man says no, God, we know that you will say yes according to your will. So we lay that situation, Lord, and we come boldly, knowing that you are in control. We come boldly, knowing that you know how to give your children good gifts. And so I pray for Sister Barnaby and her family, Sister Consonelli and her family, Sister Tamiko and her family, Brother Rick, Brother Ray, Brother John. Lord, we pray for their family. Brother Eli, we pray for his family as well. Brother O'Neill, Brother Udy, Lord, we pray for each and every family. Sister Tamiko, that is represented on this line. Sister Powell, we ask, God, that you will give them a double portion of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We ask, God, that you will stir up their hearts so that we can really see our need for you. Sister Angelisa and her family, Lord, your people are going through. But I don't have to tell you, because I know that you are in control. And I know that you trust us so much that we will have the strength through you to overcome. And so I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you glory, and I give you praise. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Sister Carla, Lord. I pray for her family, Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson. I pray favor over them as well. Lord, you know all of the secret prayers. all of the secret petition, you know, all the things that we're struggling with. But God, we claim your victory over each and every person on this line. Forgive me, Lord. Remove anything from me that is not in line with you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Empty me of myself, but fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I am able to be your light in every situation that I'm presenting. Lord, I bless your name. I give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for prayer. I will just do a short one, and the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is Sister Stephanie, the speaker. I will just offer just a little longer. Heavenly Father, linger a little longer at your feet. Give you thanks for all the requests that reach up to you in the most holy sanctuary. Thank you, dear Father, for what you have done, and you promise that if we trust you, you will never leave us nor forsake us. And as we present these requests, Lord, we are asking you, let your will be done. Also lift up Brother Brian, who is on the road driving, and with a friend, he is resting. And Brother Brian is giving praise to God that he had allowed him to have a companion this day in the truck with him. So we ask you for your protection. We ask you to allow their eyes to be, his eyes to be open until the friend wake up, so that his eyes will be open to continue the journey. Bless and keep each one of us, Lord, and we thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. Hear our cry, answer our plea in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Yes, my dear beloved, they are asking you please to get your King James Version Bible, the Ministry of Healing, and also your tablet so that you can take notes. And at the end of the program, you are able to ask, you know, request what you do not understand or you may comment. So the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for joining and sharing.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my...
Can you hear me? Yeah, you are coming on. Okay, sorry.
Okay, no, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
All right. Just wanted to offer a word of prayer. Thank you, Sister Powell. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity, Lord, to come before your people, Lord. I take it for this is not anything good in me, Lord. I cannot take any credit. All honor and glory goes to you. And so I pray even within this moment, Lord, I pray that you will strengthen me and you will give me your you will give me that double portion of your Holy Spirit. You know what's going on within my body even right now. But God, you are the great healer. You know the exhaustion that I'm experiencing right now, God, but we are going to press forward because I know that you are a God that gives strength. You are a God that gives power and might to be able to do your duty. I bless your name. I give you honor, glory, and praise. I pray that you will touch my throat even right now, Lord, and you're good, you're great, and you're worthy to be praised. And so I thank you so much for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, beloved. And so I am on, let's see here. We are going to be in advantages and regulations. So I'm in hygiene among the Israelites. I call myself a traveling missionary, but like a traveling member, right? And so since the pandemic, I had the opportunity of traveling around the world virtually, right? But since the, you know, over the last, 2 years or so, I've been, you know, I'm excited to travel to different churches because, you know, we had many different churches. They were not open, right? Very few churches were open. So I was able to travel to those very few churches. Anytime I go out of town, I always love to go to a church within the area that I've been. So I've been to New Jersey. I go to their church. I go to, you know, whenever I go back to New York, I'm going to church, whether I'm in the city, whether I'm in, you know, upstate, you know, wherever I'm going. I go to Georgia. I'm finding a church so that I can attend to as well. I went down to Tennessee last year, and I was worshiping with the Richardson as well. So it's always a pleasure to go to the different churches, you know, on my travels. And so this church that I'm going to, you know, I told them, I said, you know, because they love to ask, well, are you going to transfer your membership? And I was like, you know what, I do wherever I go, I do the mission, what God has in store, you know, for me. And so they had asked me, you know, what I was interested in. So I told them I was interested in the health and temperance and, you know, different things like that. And so one of the leaders came up to me and she was like, are you, you know, she said, you know, I just want to ask you something. You know, would you like to work on, you know, the health and temperance, be a part of the committee and stuff like that? And one of the things, as we're on the Advent Light Thursday night, Health Reform Thursday, one of the doctors that makes house call is temperate. And so a lot of times we want to be doing 50 million things. That's not of God, right? Because then that means that we're intemperate, right? And God wants us to do things in decency and in order. He says whatever our hands touch, right, we need to be able to do it and give him glory in all things that we do. So somebody else had asked me previously about being an usher on the first Sabbath. And I said, okay, sure, you know, but I always give them the disclaimer. Because I travel, if I'm here, I have no problem. But, you know what I mean, I'll let you know if I'm traveling or whatever. She was like, no problem. Somebody else came and asked me, remember, this is not the church that my membership is in, but that doesn't mean that I can't help and do God's ministry or God's business in the church that I'm attending currently, or any church that I go to. And so somebody else came and asked me, she was like, well, would you like to help with hospitality on the second Sabbath? And I said, okay, sure, no problem. So I was like, okay, one, two. We do host on Sabbath evening, we do host a Chat and Chew interactive Bible study where we are studying. Right now we're studying Christ Object Lesson. We have done 9 other or 10 other you know, books where we're studying and breaking it down and learning more. The last one we did was, before this one, was A Sanctified Life, and before that we did prayer. And each of those books have really strengthened me, have actually allowed me, Lord, to be able to walk a little bit more with might and power, knowing what God and who God is and what his expectation of me, of that he has for me as well. And so those books, you know, will really help me, help to fortify where I am in my journey. And let me be clear, I am nowhere near where I'm supposed to be, but I see my need for my Heavenly Father always, always. And so I say this to say, they asked me, you know, the lady came back to me, and I'm in the church, and I heard them the next Sabbath, and they were calling my name, you know, call my name that I'm on the committee. And I was like, wait a minute now. I didn't tell her that. I told her that, you know, and I assist with this line. And so I told her, and I'm doing a program, you know, that is like really, really, you know, rigorous and demanding. And so I really have to make sure that we're exercising, you know, temperate, right? The 8 doctors that makes house call: nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, ear rest, and trust in God. Being temperate. And many times we say, okay, you know, well, it's God's work. But if you're doing 10 things and not being able to fully do it, do one or two with fidelity, then are you bringing honor to God? Right? Are you bringing honor and glory to him? Right? Because we're representative of him. We're ambassador of him. Right? And so if we're not able to do his work and we're out there and people are seeing it, seeing how we're doing things lethargically or seeing how we're doing things haphazardly, right? Right? We're just doing it just because, right? Not with fidelity. That's not who I want to be. right? And so I told her, I heard them call my name, so I went to the leader and I said, well, I didn't tell her that I was going to do it. I said I was going to think about it. You know, I can assist when I'm able to, but I have to be temperate. I can't, you know, stretch myself thin. And don't get me wrong, I love the health ministry, as it is the right arm of the gospel. I love it, right? And everybody knows that it takes a lot, right? And so if I'm going to do it, I have to be fully committed, being able to give the time and everything. And so I told him, I said, well, I will assist as I'm able to. And so then you start getting the emails and the group texts. It just reminds me of the same thing that I'm doing at my job. And I was like, I don't do group texts. I don't want to be on a Zoom. You know what I mean? I don't want to do all of that stuff, right? I don't want to have all these meetings on Sabbath. I don't, right? I mean, because then it makes me feel like I'm still at my job, right? I'm still at work. And so I'm saying this to say, as I'm going to touch on, advantages and regulations. We have to regulate what we are doing, right? Regulation is another word for temperate, right? Being temperate in what we do. So a lot of times we find ourselves doing 50 million things and we say, oh, but we're doing God's work. By our fruits it shall be known. Does that spell temperate? So I want you to sit with that for a moment. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will continue to be with me. Continue, Lord, to give me your words to speak as we move into the ministry of healing. I pray that this message will stir our hearts. I pray that we will keep our focus on you. I pray that we will look at the example that Christ Jesus gave while he was here on earth. Even Jesus went away into the Garden of Gethsemane. Even Jesus, after wrestling with the demons, went into Bethany to get some reprieve. And so I pray that we will take that example. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, so I am in Hygiene Among the Israelites. And it says advantages and regulations. And I am on page 281. And it says, in the promised land, the discipline begun in the wilderness was continued under circumstances favorable to the formation of right habits. I'm going to read it again. In the promised land, the discipline begun in the wilderness was continued under circumstances favorable to the formation of right habits. The people were not crowded together in cities, but each family had its own landed possession, ensuring to all the health-giving blessings of a natural, unperverted life. Concerning the cruel, licentious practices of the Canaanites, who were disposed by Israel, the Lord said, ye shall not walk in the manners of the nations, which I cast out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them. Verse 23, neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. Deuteronomy 7, verse 26. I think I need to read this again. The Lord said, ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. That word means despise them. That's a strong word. Verse 23, neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. Deuteronomy 7, verse 26. In all the affairs of their daily life, the Israelites were taught the lesson set forth by the Holy Spirit. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is what? Is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 13:16-17. So our bodies are temples, right? Are we responsible for what we put inside of our bodies? Are we responsible in what we watch? Are we irresponsible in what we hear? What we're eating? Are we responsible for the environment that we are in? How is it you're guarding your temple that God has given you? How is your temple reflecting the Spirit of God? Right? It says, if any man defile, that word if, contingency, right? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. I'm pausing right here. I was having a conversation with one of my mentors, and she was sharing with me about, and she's not an Adventist, but she believes in God. And we were talking about, you know, I'm very, you know, passionate about the health ministry, the right arm of the gospel, and she sees what I eat, and she was talking about, she said, you know what? You know that when people eat pork, she was specifically talking about pork. When people eat pork, they operate a different way. She said, you could tell when people eat pork. You know, they just operate a certain way, like they're wild. You know, and I was like, well, it's operating in that manner right now, not only with pork, I get what she's saying, but with all of the other meat that are deemed clean meat, because what? These clean meat have become diseased. So diseased that there were many, what, the bird flu was one. We had the swine flu. You know, we don't eat pigs or whatever. But then you had the mad cow disease. Did y'all remember those things? These were coming, and these were caused by animals that were supposed to be deemed clean. So as we are moving closer to the second coming of God, second coming of Jesus Christ, we recognize that the food that we're eating, or the food that we were allowed to eat, right, we could eat, not necessarily that was the diet that was originally there, but because of our unbelief and because of our wickedness and our heart, we were allowed to eat some clean meat, but even those clean meat now are causing disease, right? And so it says, if you defile your bodies, what is God going to do? If you defile your temple, what is God going to do? He's going to destroy you. He's going to destroy me, because the temple is holy, man. So we have to guard our frontal lobe. We have to guard our ears and our eyes. Guard our lips to ensure that we're not consuming things that are not going to be beneficial, things that are not going to be bear the fruit of God. Amen? So now I'm going to go into rejoicing, all right? All right, I'm rejoicing right now, even in my crucibles, I'm rejoicing. Amen? It says, a merry, rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine. Proverbs 17:22. What is it? Right, let's write that down. A merry, rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine. Proverbs 17:22. Gratitude, rejoicing, benevolence, trusting God's love and care. These are health's greatest safeguard. What are they? Gratitude, rejoicing, benevolence, trusting God, trusting God's love, and care. 5, these are health's greatest safeguards. To the Israelites, they were to be the very keynote of life. Is that the same keynote that we need to take? The journey made 3 times a year to the annual feast at Jerusalem. The week sojourn in booths during the Feast of Tabernacles were opportunities for outdoor recreation and social life. These feasts were occasions of rejoicing, made sweeter and more tender by the hospitable welcome given to the stranger, the Levite and the poor. Rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. Deuteronomy 26, verse 11. I love this. Rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house, though the Levite and the stranger that is among you. Deuteronomy 26, verse 11. So in later years, when the law of God was read in Jerusalem to the captives returned from Babylon, and the people wept because of their transgressions, and gracious words were spoken. This is what they said. Mourn not. Go your way. Eat the fat. This is what they were instructed. And drink the sweet. And send portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Told you I felt tired, right? But being here to read, being here to hear this word, I am feeling strengthened. Amen. Bless God. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. It says, mourn not, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portion, I'm rereading, unto them, for when nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8, verse 9 to 10. And there's a scripture that says, what is that scripture, Sister Paula? Count it all joy. Amen. Count it all joy when we come up in diverse, right? It's not coming to my mind now, but that somebody could find that and share the entire verse. I'm actually paraphrasing. But it says, count it all joy when you come up in diverse affliction or something. And so in all things, in essence, what it is saying is that in all things, you're supposed to count it joy. Amen? Because God is in control, right? And whatever the enemy has made to be bad, God is going to turn it around to be good. I know I came on a little later because there were some issues going on with the phone and we were trying to figure out where. So we thank God for Sister Carla and Sister Leola, you know, Sister Powell, for and just the Holy Spirit working it out so that we would be able to be here on this line tonight. But I told you about my kids. I have 24 students in my classroom. And I have the largest classroom out of second grade class. And they gave me the lowest kids. They gave me the kids that were supposed to be more problematic. But let me tell you, we are doing benchmark. And so all of those kids are increasing. And I don't care if they only go up by one, but they're going up by more than one. But I'm just saying God is just such a good God. That is the reason why I get up and go to work every morning. Because the Spirit of God has gifted me the ability to do that. And it's a joy going into these kids. Not the adults now, okay? We got to pray for them adults. But these children, the joy, the discourse that I hear them, the things that I hear them say out of their mouth, I know it's not me. Trust and believe it's not me. It is the Spirit of God moving in that classroom, moving within those children, moving within those parents so that I am able to see them in real life, right, in live, I mean, literally hearing them. And I was like, where did you get this from, right? And they're giving you the vocabulary and all of these stuff. And I was like, bless God, right? So I just thank God, you know, for his mighty work within our lives and within the calling, the gifts that he has given us when we use it to give him honor and glory and praise. Amen. So I'm going to give God praises in all situations. I'm going to count it all joy. All right? Amen and amen. It says, and it was published and proclaimed in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make boots, as it is written. So the Lord went forth and brought them and made themselves boots, everyone upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim, and all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made boots, and sat under the boots, and there was very glad, and there was very great gladness, verses 15 through 17. Results of obeying God's law. So we just talk about the benefits of rejoicing. Amen? All right? We talked about the advantages and regulations within our lives. Amen? Results of obeying God's law. Are there results of obeying God's law? Absolutely. Right? When we disobey, there are consequences. Amen? When we obey it, there are positive, what is the word I'm looking for? Positive benefits, I should say, amen? It says, God gave to Israel instruction in all the principles essential to physical as well as to moral health. And it was concerning these principles no less than concerning those of the moral law that he proclaimed, that he commanded them. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Deuteronomy 6:6-9. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgment which the Lord our God had commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our God always, that he might preserve us alive. As it is at this day, verses 20, 21, and 24. Had the Israelite obeyed the instruction they received and profited by their advantages, they would have been the world's object lesson of health and prosperity. I'm going to read that again because this message is for us as well. Put your name in between there. Had the Israelites obeyed the instruction they received and profited by their advantages, they would have been the world's object lesson of health and prosperity. If as a people they had lived according to God's plan, they would have been preserved from the diseases that afflicted other nations. Above any other people, they would have possessed physical strength and vigor of intellect. They would have been the mightiest nation on the earth. God said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. Deuteronomy 7, verse 14. The Lord had avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he had promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations which he had made, in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he had spoken. Deuteronomy 12, verses 18 through 19. I'm coming to a close. Amen. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Deuteronomy 28, verses 2 through 6. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he had sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. So when we hear that the commandment is nailed to the cross, that's a flawed statement, correct? Right? The ceremonial laws have been nailed, but God's commandment is still binding. Amen? And all that people of the earth, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hands. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. What? God wants to make you the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Verses 8 through 13. To Aaron, the high priest, and his sons, the direction was given: on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, on Jehovah bless thee and keep thee. Jehovah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And I know this. This is number 6, verses 24 through 27. So shall they put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto God, O Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven for thy help, and in his excellency on the skies, the external God is thy dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Israel dwelleth in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone. In a land of corn and wine, ye his heavens drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and that is the sword of thy excellency. Numbers 6, verse 27. I'm sorry, Numbers 6, verse 23, Numbers 6, 24 through 27, Amplified Revised Version, Deuteronomy 33, 25 through 29, Revised Version. The Israelites failed of fulfilling God's purpose, and thus failed of receiving the blessing that might have been theirs. But in Joseph and Daniel, in Moses and Elijah, and many others, we have noble examples of the results of the true plan of living. Like faithfulness today will produce like results. like faithfulness today produce like results. To us it is written, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. He shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be vigorous and covered with foliage. Let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, and thou shalt not be afraid, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation, of the wicked when it cometh, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Jeremiah 17, verse 7, Psalms 92, verse 12 through 14, Psalms 92, verse 15, Lisa, Proverbs 3, 1 through 2, and 23 through 26. Here ends the reading for tonight. And I pray, you know what, Sister Paul, I'm just going to read this. This is going to take me just 1 minute. I'm going to jump in this a little bit dress. It says, whatsoever he saith unto you, do. And I just wanted to read this for a moment, just a little piece of it, right? It says, the Bible teaches modesty in dress. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. 1 Timothy 2, verse 9. This forbids display in dress, gaudy colors, profuse ornamentation, any device designed to attract attention to the wearer or to excite admiration is excluded from the modest apparel which God's word enjoins. Our dress is to be inexpensive, not with gold or pearls or costly array. Verse 9. Money is a trust from God. It is not ours to expend for gratification of pride or ambition. In the hands of God's children, it is food for the hungry. What? In the hands of God's children, it is food for the hungry and clothing for the naked. It is a defense to the oppressed, a means of help to the sick, a means of preaching the gospel to the poor. You could bring happiness to many hearts by using wisely the means that is now spent for show. Consider the life of Christ, study his character, and be partakers with him in his self-denial. Here ends the reading. I pray that you were blessed. Heavenly Father, as we have come to a close in your word, we thank you so much for using the prophetess, Lord, to expound on what you have talked about. Expound on the regulation, being temperate. Expound on giving praises, rejoicing with our lips no matter our situation. Expound on dress reform, how we are to be a peculiar people. Expound on the fact that we are to be obedient to your commandment. And when we're obedient, we can reap collateral blessings and benefits. I pray that each and every person that were here and heard the word, their hearts were pricked. It was embedded in them. And as we leave here, we will leave here, not hearer of the word, but doer as well. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we are, Sister Paul, yes.
Okay,
yes,
I just dropped off in the midst of that presentation, you know, actually last, and I was caught dropped, right? So I have to recall back in. I just want to thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And I'm asking, my dear beloved, you know, it seems like we have a little grace time. It's 9:00 and they are interfere. If there is something from the reading, you know, comment or something you did not know, question statement, we are asking you to press number one. Especially, we have few people on the line who did not share, who joined late. You know, we ask you if you have anything to share, please then press one, and that we will recognize that you would like to share something of this topic that we just heard a while ago. My little point that I am was saying that, you know, it reached me, it said here, had the Israelites, right? Had the Israelites obey the instruction they received and profited by their advantage, they would have been the world's object lesson of health and prosperity. And of other people, they had lived according to God's plan. They would have been preserved from the diseases that affected other nations. I stopped that, right? So because of disobedience to the command that God have given unto the Israelites. And you know what? When we look back to ourselves, my dear Sister Stephanie, I can say we actually traveling the same route that the Israelites travel, right? That's where I have to just pray and ask the Lord to help us that we will follow God's command and also his instruction. So I just want to thank you for this reading. And I do know that, you know, we got comfort in this reading and God is able to help and carry us through if we be faithful and be obedient to his command. Okay? Anyone else? Anyone would like to share something that you got from the reading? All right, Sister Stephanie, I haven't seen anyone put up their hand to share, but we just want to thank everyone this evening who joined Advent Health. We know it was very difficult for us this evening. We had a lot of people started out, and eventually they have to drop because we did not able to come on, get on the line early. We got on the line, I think 8:36, we got on the line, a line that we used to open for 7 o'clock. So we just want to apologize for the late start, and we just want to thank everyone who joined. And tomorrow night will be the Sabbath night, and we are asking our brothers and sisters to join so that we can share. And to lift up this line in prayer, my dear beloved. Everyone is facing problems, technical difficulties on these prayer lines. So it's not only Advent Light, his other brothers and sisters are facing the same thing. So if you want to share, we're still on the line. Can you press number one? If you want to close out with a song, you know, so free for you now, you can. If you want to close out with a song, you can. Just identify yourself that we will. All right. I've seen anyone so far. So I just want to thank you, and we're just going to end with another prayer. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for what you have done. You have done great things for us. Thank you for this presentation this evening. Allow us, Lord Jesus, not to be like the Israelites, but allow us, dear Father, that we will be obedient brothers and sisters to follow your command about health and also dress. Takes up dress. It also took up diet
and, you know, obedience, also temperance, you know, and for us to also look at the rest that you have given unto us. And as we are coming into your rest, Lord Jesus, we ask you for your protection towards us from the enemy. We ask you to fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit and use us mightily. And we present again to you this team, Lord, Advent Light brothers and sisters, those who call from the Netherlands, who are listening now from the Netherlands, from Africa, from Asia, from Trinidad and from Maryland and from Tennessee and Albany area. We just wish you all the best and asking you to allow the Holy Spirit to reign within your heart and that you can share God's truth to those who you come contact with. Thank you for hearing, and we thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, amen. Amen. Well, we just close with this song.